Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, I have a little bit of a different audio today. It's going to be about hands. And the idea came from a sister. Thank you, sister. She wrote a blog post about it, and I was like, hey, that's a really interesting one to do that I thought would be encouraging to all of you. So I talked to her about it, and she's like, yeah, sure, go ahead and do the audio. So I thought I would. And I was just thinking about, you know, there's so many different things you can do with your hands. And we know God created our bodies with everything in it, which is the depths of everything he created is just amazing. And our body especially, you know, every aspect of our body is important. But today I just thought I would talk about the hands and maybe get a wider concept about what we can do with them. And, you know, we can do a lot of harm and be very hurtful, but I didn't really want to talk about all those ideas. I'd rather talk about the good that we can do. And so we'd actually be here all day if I listed everything that we can do, but I just picked a few things, and then I want to get on to sharing some scriptures that speak deeper about the subject. And so anyway, one of the biggest things that came to my mind that we can do with our hands as godly women is we could give out a gospel card. I love that. It's one of the big focuses in my life because we're out on the streets and in our ministry, we're always ministering to people. And so that's an awesome one. A sister can message or email or write a letter to our other sisters. That's awesome and encouraging, isn't it? And we sisters can hold our Bibles with our hands, the precious word of God. We can touch it and hold it. And there are times we cover our eyes with our hands when we're weeping. And then when we're done, we can lift them up and rejoice. Praise God for that. We can wave hello to a neighbor, hold another person's hand, or lift someone up who's fallen down. And I've done that. We've been on the streets before, and we've seen an elderly woman fall down, and I've gone to help lift her up. What a wonderful thing that hands can do. We can cook meals for our family. We can wash clothes. We can sew them or mend them. We can clean a house or change a baby's diaper. Oh, wow, what a blessing. Sister and I have talked about this before. We can dress and cover and take care of ourselves and clean ourselves. That's a huge blessing, isn't it? And in this time of the year, at least here in the USA anyway, garden season is coming. And so a sister can pull weeds in a garden, or she can pick a harvest from it and then bring it in the house and process it and cook it. And a sister can work a job if she needs to support herself. And quite honestly, sisters, you could think of a lot more, but I really want to get on and read some of these scriptures that have a deeper concept of it. God's word speaks mightily, much more mightily than my words, and I want to get right on them. So anyway, there's like, if you do the word hands in the Bible, there's a whole bunch of scriptures that come up. And so I just picked a handful of them. So we're going to read about that. Genesis 5:29. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Proverbs 31:13, 19, and 20, and 31. Just kind of picked a few of these. "She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretch out her hand to the poor, yea, she reach forth her hands to the needy. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Hebrews 12:12, I love this one. "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees." Psalm 24:3-4. "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." Ephesians 4:28. "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give him that needeth." Mark 5:23. "And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Oh, I love this one too. I love them all, but sometimes, you know, you get a few that kind of stand out and you use them a lot more. "And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Psalm 18:24. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Exodus 17:12. Yeah, us sisters were talking about this. We use this one a lot, too. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. And I think I'll just finish off with this one, which is a little bit of a different concept. Hebrews 10:31. Those other ones were of us and our hands. This will be of God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. What a warning there. So this awesome God has blessed us with this earthly body that has hands that can do so many great works for him because of him. And fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. In Hebrews 10:31, yeah, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God if we're on the wrong side and in his wrath. So let us, sisters, be thankful, content, joyful in doing the good works that the Lord has set before us, working diligently with our hands, because what our hands do are like an extension of what's in our heart. We can do harm, or we can be helpful with them. So praise God for all that. Anyway, sisters, I'm going to let you go. We got a lot of things we got to get done. And I'm so thankful to be able to use my hands to operate the phones and our computers in order to edify you sisters out there. So praise God for that. All right. Love to you. Hold fast. May God be praised.